The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, Shavua Tov to you.
Shavua Tov, and what a Shavua it's turning out to be, and it's only Monday.
It is only Monday. Before we even begin, let's just get some perspective. I read in the Times of Israel over the weekend that there are 88,000 Israelis living under quarantine. Is that a correct number, Rolien?
It's not a correct number as per the figures that I have today. So let me give you the current numbers that we have today. We have total quarantine, total home quarantine is at about 26,500. Current home quarantine, this is those that, this is excluding those that have come out of quarantine, at 22,000. The new cases of home quarantine as of today are 2,500. Total tests for cases, 3,872. The cases of testing positive is about 39, and we have their conditions. We have no deaths. We have one serious, one moderate, and 33 light and full recovery for people. And it's an important statistic to note that it's we have four at full recovery.
That is pretty remarkable given the paranoia throughout the world and the world basically closing down. Israel, however, has taken some really serious steps, and there was talk of even more serious steps to come. Where are we in respect of travel and tourism?
Okay, so let's look at it, you know, from a macro perspective. This virus has hit travel and markets all around the world. But it's also very important to note that China at the moment are reporting their lowest cases ever. So it does seem to work in cycles. And it looks like China that hits a peak is now coming out of that peak. And Israel has taken very, very stringent precautions. Some say it's bordering on hysteria. Some say that the precaution that we are taking now will save us a lot of money and save lives in the long term. So at the moment, we have a five-point plan. And one of the issues with that is that there's a consideration to quarantine all Israelis that have traveled overseas, that all Israelis returning will be put into what we are calling bidud, or quarantine for a period of 2 weeks. Now, as far as South Africa is concerned, travel like to and from South Africa is business as usual. That's not impacted at all. You know, the countries that we've seen where there are impacts are countries like Spain, Austria, Italy, Germany, France, and some states in the United States, Washington, New York, and California on precautions. But the government released their proposed five-point plan, which includes getting young people, which has raised the ire of many a parent, to clean the areas or disinfect the public areas. The parents are not quite happy with that. The others is that the government are prepared to open up a line of credit for businesses that have been severely impacted by this virus. The Israeli Air Force has been put on standby to ensure that Israel has all the necessary equipment or essentials that are needed, and that we're also working on getting industrial testing kits or easy testing kits so that we can test and see where we are in the process. And of course, we've all heard of the chisun, the injection that Israel is busy racing against the clock to get out to people. So, you know, there are it's kind of two-pronged. We're taking the necessary precautions, but we're also very much trying to put solutions in place.
This is not fair of me to do this to you, but I'm going to anyway. Times of Israel reports that an Israeli rabbi says the following: coronavirus outbreak is divine punishment for gay pride parades. Meir Mazuz falsely claims Arab states spared because they don't have this evil inclination. How do you feel about that?
Well, unfortunately, when we do have these kind of cases in the world, and we've seen it not just with issues around corona, we've seen it with natural disasters, it seems to bring all kinds of morons to the surface. So, you know, you can put me on the spot. Very honest answer.
No, absolutely. And we were talking about this in the first hour, because the other morons, to borrow a word, in Iran have been saying that it's a Zionist plot, their coronavirus infection. So really, it's amazing, you know, who comes out to play when these sorts of crises hit. Anyway, let's not even give them another moment, because it's not worth it. Okay, this is an interesting question. Or is Israel any closer to a government?
Well, there's a lot of movement. And everybody, I want you to take a deep breath and exhale. Okay, so where we stand as follows. There's Prime Minister Netanyahu, who doesn't have the majority to form a coalition government. He has put in an appeal to the High Court to have his trial date delayed by 45 days, which would take him into May. However, the Attorney General is against this idea. He wants this to be sorted out as soon as possible. But over the weekend, we had news that Benny Gantz, Avigdor Lieberman, and some of the smaller parties had kind of cobbled together or form a like center-left unity government. There are some social issues on the table that include issues like civil marriage that a lot of Israelis feel very strongly about, also mandatory conscription for the ultra-religious, and also very important for a lot of tourists to visit Israel, the possibility of there being some trial on Shabbat. So we don't have the details, a lot of death threats from hardline supporters against Benny Gantz. Earlier today, Benny Gantz, now everybody take a breath, he made no agreement. I'm going to repeat that. He made no agreements with the joint list because, and we have to look at this from Israel's perspective. We have Arab citizens in this country, and it's important that we have a government that governs for the people, not selective sectors of society. He wants to form a government that is representative of all the people. This doesn't mean that he's entering into a coalition or selling land to the Arabs or doing anything that's causing people to be anxious. But it's very important that we have issues like incitement and these kind of things that are not a representation of our current government. This is what he feels, and many Israelis are supporting that. And, you know, right now, who gets to form a government is actually all up in the air. It's very, very interesting. We are in that very interesting phase post an election where, who's going to be the leader that will be able to form some kind of coalition.
Maybe I'm getting a little too technical here, but I read that apparently there are certain members, two in particular, of Benny Gantz's party who... possible defections to the Likud or not happy with the discussions with the joint Arab list. I mean, he's having difficulty, it seems, keeping his own home in order. Would that be a correct assessment?
We do have I'd say maybe more hardline, more right-leaning, former Likudniks who aren't happy with this. And, I don't envy the job of anybody, whether it be Benny Gantz or Prime Minister Netanyahu, anybody who has to put together a government. You know, we are we often call it here a mosaic of so many different sectors of society. We've got minority communities who have their concerns. We've got some sectors of society very polarized. We've got a variety of religions here. So it's a very delicate balancing act for whoever is the Prime Minister to try and keep it all together.
I'm wondering how to put this question. It's a sensitive question. It goes to the United Arab List and the fact that they're the third biggest party in Israel, and they represent, 20% of the Israeli population? I think if one looks at the elections, it was their result which was most overwhelming in terms of they doubled their vote from the first election. Why the reluctance to talk to 20% of the population, Rolene? How can you marginalize such a massive amount of people?
Well, this is it, and this is, and you've raised something very important. This is what people tend to forget, because a lot of people are like, how can we vote Benny Gantz? Because, you know, he talks to the Arabs. The joint list represent 20% of our population.
Absolutely.
You cannot have the third biggest party being ignored. It's not that he's sitting with extremists. You have to be, if you're going to govern for all the people, you have to talk to all the people, whether you disagree or agree. This has to be taken into account.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And we did mention the fact that Netanyahu has asked for a delay in his trial, but what's the significance of that, Rolene?
I think it's a lot of things. I think I think this corona issue is a large part of that. It's a crisis that seems to have fallen on the plate of all leaders. And I think he's also, it's part of Netanyahu playing chess. You know, he's got potentially a government to form. He's got a trial to deal with. He's got a potentially life-threatening virus to deal with, and that impact on the economy. So I think he's going to want to try and ease his burden. And you know, we also can't discount that Netanyahu is the master strategist when it comes to politics. You know, he is called the Teflon Bibi. So that could also be a part of it. But the Attorney General is unlikely to delay it. He wants to get this done and dusted.
Yeah, that'll probably, certainty would be a good thing right now, I reckon. Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.